Hi, everybody. Welcome to our program. It's our TOEIC lesson for today, and we're talking about conducting a video conference. If you work for a company, you might have to have a video conference where you talk to your clients or your colleagues in other countries, and you can connect through a video conference.
Yeah, before we had video conferences, we used to conduct teleconferences where you'd just be on the phone and you'd have a meeting using the phone instead of meeting face-to-face or in a room with other people. You would just listen to their voices. Nowadays, we get to see them, too, which is kind of nice. We're going to talk about conducting a video conference, how to go about doing that, what some of the problems you could have if you have a video conference. I've had video conference problems before, so we can talk more about that. First, though, we're going to read through our dialogue. We've got two characters here, Tom and Fiona. So listen to that, and then we'll be back to explain what you can see within the dialogue itself.
Conducting a video conference at the start of the meeting. Good afternoon, everyone. As you know, we're here to discuss launching our new range of smartphone and tablet accessories in Canada. Let's quickly introduce everybody. I'm Tom, and I've got my assistant Cynthia here with me.
I'm Fiona, the project manager here. And this is Tyler from marketing.
Nice to meet you both. Cynthia, would you mind taking notes today?
Not at all.
Thanks. Let's start with which items from the new line you want to market.
We definitely want the transparent smartphone cover. Our marketing team carried out a survey, and people want something that protects their devices while still allowing them to see the screen.
I couldn't agree more. We've also had a good response to the travel cases for the tablets and the new electronic pens.
We'll hold off on the other products. We're testing until we've had the chance to do some more market research.
At the end of the meeting. Okay, let me go over the main points from today. We plan to release the transparent cover, the travel case, and the pens in the fall this year. Fiona will make some sales forecasts and send them to me.
That's right. Meanwhile, you'll work on sending us some promotional material and some samples for us to give to retailers.
We'll meet again in 2 weeks to discuss our progress. Okay, I think that's everything. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Let me know if anything else comes up in the meantime. Bye for now.
Okay, everybody, let's get started here. If you conduct something, you are in charge of it. You're running it. You're the one who's responsible for making sure everything is set up appropriately for this video conference. You're in charge of the video conference, you could say.
Exactly. And, of course, this is a conference, a special kind of conference called a video conference. If we have something that has to do with video, it means you've got a camera, you can see and hear each other. And this is our first dialogue here. It's at the beginning of the meeting, at the start of the meeting. And we've got Tom, who seems to be conducting the video conference. He seems to be the one who's in charge here. He's very polite. He says, good afternoon, everyone. As you all know, we're here to discuss launching our new range of smartphone and tablet accessories in Canada. Canada is a big market here, of course. We've got people in Canada interested in buying these accessories. No, they're not the actual smartphones and not the actual tablet computers. They are accessories, which I'll get to in a second here. But they're going to launch this new range of accessories. If you launch something, you set it in motion. You begin the process of making something happening. You can launch an advertising campaign. You can launch a rocket into space.
or you can even launch a ship out into the ocean or the sea. So you get it going in some fashion, you could say. You have a range of accessories. A range means you have several different options that people can choose from. They have different accessories they're going to put on the market, not just one type of cover or one type of I guess they're going to offer things like electronic pens. There's not just one color. Maybe they have several different color options they're going to offer. You have a range of choices, lots of different choices to choose from. And, of course, if you have a tablet, nowadays we have different kinds of computers. We have desktop computers. That's what we started with.
Or PCs.
And then we went to the notebook computer or the laptop.
Sure.
Now we're using tablet computers like the iPad.
Okay.
Yeah, so we're talking about the accessories. Those are things that go along with the main product.
Right, so smartphone and tablet here are being used to describe accessories. Accessories are things that just go along with these things. As you mentioned, it could include the cases, electronic pens, earphones, screen protectors. Those are all different kinds of accessories. And, of course, if you're having a meeting, it's a good idea to be polite and introduce everybody just in case someone is new and doesn't know everybody. So he says, hey, let's quickly introduce everybody. I'm Tom. He introduces himself. And he's also got his assistant, which is the person who helps you do something. Her name is Cynthia.
Assistants can do lots of things. They can take phone calls for their boss. They can open email, send emails for their boss. They can make appointments. People who have pretty high-powered positions usually have their own assistants because they're so busy. Her assistant is named Cynthia, and Cynthia is attending the meeting. Now, Fiona is the project manager at the meeting, and there's also a guy named Tyler from marketing who's in attendance.
Cool.
A project manager is someone who manages or runs the project. So they've got a lot of responsibility. They probably have several people that they work with and make sure that person is doing their part of the project and it gets completed on time. That's what a project manager does. He or she makes sure the work is finished on time and everybody is on schedule.
That person is responsible for this particular project. And also we've got Tyler from marketing or the marketing department of this company. And, of course, marketing is all about selling the product, figuring out who your customers are going to be and how you're going to get your product to them, how you're going to sell it, all that good stuff. And Tom is polite. Nice to meet you both. And then he asks Cynthia if she could take some notes today. So he says, would you mind taking notes today? That is a polite way of asking somebody to do something for you. He could be rude and say, Cynthia, take notes today. Do it because I'm your boss. But he's polite here. Would you mind taking notes today? Could you please do it for us?
And a nice response would be, as Cynthia says, oh, not at all. Or she could say, my pleasure, which is also very polite. And he says, thanks. Let's start with which items from the new line. The new line of products he's talking about you want to market. A line of products means several different choices. That's the range of products that they're offering. Now, Fiona says we definitely or certainly this is something they've decided they're going to do. It's already been decided. They want to offer the transparent smartphone cover. Okay. If something's transparent, it means you can see through it. It's like it's made out of glass. It doesn't have to be glass or plastic, of course, but you can actually see through the cover to the phone. So they want a transparent smartphone. One thing that girls don't want to wear are transparent clothes.
Ooh.
The boys can see through.
Yeah.
So if something's transparent, just remember you can see through it.
You can see through it, and you can tell what the things on the other side are. Glass, of course, is transparent.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, this is a smartphone cover, which is over the smartphone. It protects it in case you scratch it or drop it. The smartphone will be okay with this cover. And again, if you want to figure out what kinds of products your customers would like to buy, you need to carry out a survey or conduct a survey. So the marketing team carried out a survey. Here to carry out means that you have a project or you have a plan, and you do it. You make it happen. So they had this survey. They're going to ask people, what sort of accessory would you like with a smartphone? And then they listened to the people, and then they have some results. So they carried out a survey, and they asked the people what they want. The people said they want something that protects their device while they can still see the screen. That makes a lot of sense.
Device is simply an electronic tool that people can use. We use device to talk about things that are rather small that you can maybe fit into your purse or your pocket. So they want to protect their smartphones, of course, but still see the screen. That's important. Now, Tyler says, I couldn't agree more. So it makes sense that the people responded that way on the survey. He says, we've also had a good response to the travel cases for the tablets. It means people are positive about the travel cases. They like them. So he thinks that they would be a good thing to put out there on the market and sell. He also says the people also like the new electronic pens that they found or were shown. So if it's electronic, it has some sort of electrical piece inside it, something that people are excited about. But Fiona says, we're going to hold off on the other products. And we're testing. I guess they're testing some new things that they're not quite finished developing. They want to do some more market research on them. If you hold off on something, you postpone it. You delay it. They don't want to do that right now. They're not quite finished testing their new products. And if you do market research, it means you do a lot of study to see what people out there in the world are interested in buying. If people don't want your product, you shouldn't sell it.
No, you shouldn't, because if you try to sell it, no one's going to buy it, and your company will go bankrupt, or at least the stock price will go down, and your boss will be very upset, and you won't get a New Year bonus. Okay, now let's move on to the next dialogue. It's after the video conference has ended. It's at the end of the meeting, and this is what you should do at the end of the meeting. Kind of summarize what happened and make sure everybody's happy, say goodbye, and make sure everybody comes back the next time.
That's right. So Tom says, let's go over the main points. If you go over a course, you summarize, make sure everyone understands stuff. And he says, we plan to release the transparent cover, the travel case, and the pens in the fall this year. That's their goal. That's their plan. If you release products to the market or on the market, it means you make them public for the first time so that people are able to purchase them. You can release a new CD. You can release a new product. You can release a new book that you want to sell to the public for the first time. Fiona is going to also make some sales forecasts and send them to Tom.
Forecast, yes, a prediction or some kind of educated guess as to what's going to happen in the future. A sales forecast based on past records and research they've done, what they expect to accomplish, how they expect to sell these products, how much they're going to sell and stuff like that, even though it hasn't happened yet. And Fiona says, yes, that's right, that's correct, that's what I'm going to do. And meanwhile, while I'm doing that, then you're going to do something else. You'll work on sending us some promotional material and some samples for us to give to retailers. So if something is promotional, it has to do with a promotion, which goes back to the verb to promote, which means you try to sell your product or sell your service to let people know about it and to convince them that your service or product is the right thing for them.
One thing you might want to do if you want to sell a product is to provide samples to some retailers so they can see what you're going to be offering. A sample is something free you give out, and a retailer is someone who actually sells products directly to the public. They may not be the ones who make the product itself, but they're the ones who are selling it. So you can go into a store. If you're a retailer, you would have a storefront or maybe a website where you sell directly to consumers like us, right? We're people who buy things. So they're going to give some samples to the retailers so they know what to expect.
Yeah, if you're outside on the street and somebody walks up to you and hands you a flyer advertising a new restaurant, that's an example of promotional material. And, of course, retailers would like to see those samples. So that's what they're all going to do. Tom says, okay, we'll meet again in 2 weeks to discuss our progress. So you need to do this at the end of the meeting. Let everybody know that you need to finish what you're supposed to do because we're going to meet again in 2 weeks. Don't let this stuff just fall by the wayside. We plan to actually do something and meet again to discuss our progress. Progress just means how well you're doing on some kind of project, okay? Your forward movement, what you're accomplishing. So, yes, we'll meet again to talk about whether or not we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
So he says, I think that's everything. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you in 2 weeks. That's when they'll have another meeting to talk about any progress they've made. And then he says, let me know if anything else comes up in the meantime. If something comes up, it means there's some sort of problem or issue that suddenly you have to deal with, you have to handle. So if something comes up, you might want to notify the people on your team and say, hey, we might need to talk about this before our meeting in 2 weeks. Things do come up before you have meetings, and you have to handle them sometimes immediately. You can't wait.
Yeah, something came up, and I can't come to the meeting today, for example. So, yes, in case something comes up, let us know or let me know so that I can handle it. But in the meantime, until that time, goodbye, and we look forward to seeing you again. Okay, that brings us to the end of our explanation. It's time to turn things over to the Chinese teacher now.
Hello everyone, my name is Tim. 欢迎来到我们的多益单元。今天的题目是 Conducting a video conference, 进行视讯会议。首先我们看到标题 Conduct 这个动词就代表进行实施的意思。The university will be conducting a seminar next week, 就表示这所大学下周将进行一场研讨会。A conduct 当成名词时要念成 conduct, 发音不同。表示行为、举止的意思，意思等同于 behavior. John apologized for his poor conduct and said he would behave better in the future. John 为他无理的举止道歉，并说他以后会规矩一点。而对话一开始 ，Tom 说道 ：“As you know, we are here to discuss launching our new range of smartphone and tablet accessories in Canada.” 如同你们所知。我们在此是要讨论在加拿大发行一系列新款的智慧型手机和平板电脑配件。Launch 这个动词就表示发行、推动的意思。The Minister of Education launched new educational reforms, 就表示教育部长推动了新的教育改革。A launch 也有发射的意思。The rocket was successfully launched this morning.就表示火箭于今早成功发射。A range 这个名词就表示系列、种类的意思。A wide range of something 就表示各式各样的。The store sells a wide range of air conditioners 就表示这家商店出售各种型号的冷气机。而接着 Tom 在后面自我介绍，他说 I'm Tom and I've got my assistant Cynthia here with me.我是汤姆，旁边是我的助理 Cynthia。Assistant 这个名词就表示助理的意思。前阵子很流行的 PDA, 个人数位助理，英文就是 Personal Digital Assistant。而它的动词是 assist, 表示协助、帮忙的意思。The detective was invited to assist in the murder investigation. 这名侦探受邀协助调查那件凶杀案。而它还有另外一个名词是 assistance, 表示协助。After the earthquake, the Red Cross sent humanitarian assistance to the disaster area. 地震后，红十字会将人道救援物资送至灾区。Fiona 接着在后面说道 ,Our marketing team carried out a survey. 我们的行销团队进行了一项调查。Carry out 这个片语就表示进行、执行的意思。The government makes laws, and the police carry them out. 政府制定法律，由警察来执行。A survey 就表示调查的意思。 这里当作名词用。The government did a survey to find out what people think about the new policy. 政府做了一项调查，想了解民众对新政策的看法。而 Tom 在会议结束时说道， OK, let me go over the main points from today. 好的，让我重复一下今天的重点。Go over 表示复习的意思，等同于 review。而 go over 也有仔细检查的意思，例如 Go over your test carefully before you turn it in， 表示交考卷前要仔细的检查一下。而 Tom 跟在场的同事说， Fiona will make some sales forecasts and send them to me。 Fiona 将会进行销售预测并把资料寄给我。 Forecast 当作名词，表示预测预报的意思。According to the weather forecast, there will be heavy rain tomorrow afternoon. 根据气象预报，明天下午会下大雨。A forecast 也可以当作动词用，一样表示预测、预报的意思。The teacher forecast that only 10 of his students would pass the examination. 老师预测他的学生中只有10位会通过考试。而 Fiona 在后面接着说道， Meanwhile,You'll work on sending us some promotional material and some samples for us to give to retailers. 在此同时，你们要着手准备寄给我们一些促销素材以及样品来送给零售商。Promotional 这个形容词就表示促销的、宣传的。The CD is for promotional use only， 表示这张 CD 仅做宣传之用。Retailer 就表示零售商。Retail。就可以当作形容词或者名词来使用，表示零售的或者零售。The retail price of this jacket is $2,000, 表示这件夹克的零售价是新台币2000元。A Tom 最后说到了， We'll meet again in 2 weeks to discuss our progress. 我们再过2周再开会讨论进度。Progress 这个名词就表示进步或者进度的意思。是不可数名词。当我们说 make progress in something， 就表示在什么方面有进步的意思。The students have made remarkable progress in English during the last 6 months. 学生的英文在过去半年来也有显著的进步。
Okay, everybody, we've got a discussion question to look at together and also some dialogues we'd like to share with you as well, things you could use in your own conversation.Tom, let's look at this discussion question first.
Okay.
What problems could occur during a business video conference?
Well, I don't have much of a business background, and I have never attended a business video conference, but let me make some guesses
okay.
here. They're probably going to be technical problems.
Yes.
Okay, your computer might freeze up. The program might not work correctly. You might only get an image, but you can't hear a sound.And then the microphones, if they're using remote microphones, the batteries may run out and you'll see their mouths moving, but you can't hear what they say.
Yeah.
Those are some possible problems. Maybe some people had something else to do. They couldn't come to the meeting. Did I get those correct? Is that what happened in your video conferences?
Yeah, one time I did a video conference and...The image didn't match the sound very well.
Ooh.
So their mouths were moving, but the sound was faster than the video itself, the image. It was weird. Sometimes that happens on our TVs here, too.
Sure.
When the image doesn't match the sound. It's
that happens、
strange.
Sometimes on YouTube videos as well.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a technical difficulty.That we have to deal with this new age of video conferencing now. Another thing I've noticed is that sometimes people don't pay as much attention if they're listening to a video conference. They kind of get the feeling, well, no one can see me, so I'm just gonna start texting some of my friends on my smartphone.It's kind of hard. I think it's difficult to give a presentation if you're using a video conference method. I think that's really hard. I've done that. It's tough.
Well, actually, now that you mentioned texting, I think that's probably a real problem these days. not only with video conferences, but even with speeches or regular conferences.
Yeah.
Somebody's up there speaking and pretty much everybody is staring down at the table because that's where their smartphone is.
Yeah.
That's where their iPad is, and they're all busy texting or looking at YouTube videos or stuff like that. So that's probably not a problem unique to video conferencing.
True enough. I know one company here in Taiwan that tells the employees they cannot bring their iPads or their smartphones to meetings.
Ooh.
Very interesting, huh?
Some people probably couldn't take that. They would have withdrawal.
Oh, no. I can't live without my phone.
It's like they were giving up smoking or something like that.
Let's take a look at these dialogues we have for you.
Sure.
Tom, let me start. Could you repeat that, please? The connection isn't very good.
Sure. I'd like you to send me the sales figures for 2012.
Yeah, so sometimes the audio that we do get is very muddied, you could say. It's not clear. Muffled is another word you could use. So the connection isn't good. So you'll have to ask people at times to repeat what they just said. So please be patient when you're attending a video conference.
Right, and you could ask that politely. Could you repeat that, please? And sure, the person does respond with those sales figures. And here's another conversation. It goes, actually, I'm not sure if I agree with you on that point.
Okay, could you please give us your opinion?
Indeed, sometimes during discussions, people differ. They have different opinions.
Uh-huh.
So here, A says that he is not sure he agrees with the other person on that point, on that special thing that that person mentioned.
Yeah, it's much nicer than saying, actually, you're wrong,
yeah,
or that's stupid. So this is a very nice way to politely disagree with someone on one point. It doesn't have to be everything they said, just on that point. And then the other person says, hey, well, can you give us your opinion? Which is a nice way to say, okay, that's fine. Just tell us what you think then. Here's another dialogue here. Can you think of anything else that we should discuss?
Yes, I'd like to go over the ideas for the new advertising campaign.
Sometimes you may not have thought of everything that people are interested in talking about. So if you're conducting the meeting or running the meeting, you might offer this question at the end to make sure no one out there has something that you haven't covered yet.
And it also gives maybe some shy people a chance to chime in and express an opinion. Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our explanation. We've had a good time talking about these things with you, and we hope that you also have had a good time listening to us talk about these things. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.